That doesn't work.
Yeah.
Is that something to do with the divorce kits they sell, that give away?
Divorce kits?
Yeah. Like,
I don't know what kind of kits they have.
That's yeah. Not like no contestants.
Uh-huh. Okay, I don't know. So, we're going to discuss these following shurim. Some
definition here, right?
Material family law provides for a no-faultable approach to divorce. Therefore, regardless of the reason for divorce, or whether or not the divorce is one person's fault, the party is entitled to property division, custody, or access to support and modify.
Yeah, but if only one wants...
So this is a type of divorce in which the spouse is fine.
Okay, meaning
that
yeah, so
that's one side. The type of divorce in which the spouse was filing for divorce doesn't have to prove any fault.
Very good. Okay. Very good. Very good. Okay. So it's good to know. Oh, good evening. So we're going to discuss very, very heavy issues these coming shiurim, and today the shiurim of the kfiya of the get. Now, Baruch Hashem, I finished Dionysus in Israel, and I did some shimush there, and it's something very special because it's something that you don't see in Batei Din around the world. They don't, around the world, they don't have the authority to do anything, to be honest. I mean, they only could do a get, but they can't force a husband, they can't put him in jail, they can't put all kind of sanctions on him. In Israel, they can't do that. And as we all know, I'm sure that you heard that there's many, many cases of salvanim and salvaniot, salvanim, males, the husbands that don't want to give a get, and salvaniot, when the women don't want to get a get, don't want to receive a get. Can you guess, are there more salvanim or more salvaniyot? More men that are refusing to give the get or more women who are refusing to get the get?
More women.
Yeah, it is.
What are they standing on?
Because they want to get a better deal. They want to get a better deal out of it. So she's refusing to get the get. He can't get married in the meantime. They don't give automatically hetel me'a rabbonim that he go and marry somebody else. So she wants to get a better deal. No. So since there's chelem davin gershom, so she can't get bal kocha. The Gemara says that if she can, chelem davin gershom said that she can't get bal kocha. So there are more salvaniot. So of course, the cases of salvanim. So if she has relations with somebody else, then she has a child. So then it's a mamzer, something that doesn't happen with a man. But that's not the majority of the cases. The majority of the cases that either side wants to get a better deal, and what can you do about it? A few years ago, I think in the States, a Beis Din spoke to some guys who knew guys, and they went and took care of some guy, and they were in prison. The Dayanim went to jail, at least a few of them. In Israel, they have the power not to hit or to force that way, but they have the power to do all kinds of sanctions. They could put, in certain cases, the husband into jail. And the question is, when can you do that? Well, see, it's not so simple. So first of all, I just brought the Wikipedia. Bringing the issue of no fault divorce is a divorce in which the dissolution of marriage does not require a showing of wrongdoing by either party. Meaning that if one side wants to get divorced, so they say, I don't want to stay together anymore. That's already enough for the court. In Canada, before 1968, the only grounds for divorce were adultery or cruelty. So it'll be very interesting to see what does the halacha say about adultery or cruelty. We'll see some major cases that are definitely cruel, and there's no coercion for a get in those circumstances. It'll be very, very interesting. However, in 1968, the Divorce Act was amended to permit divorce for other reasons, including physical and mental cruelty and separation for at least 3 years. So if they're separated for a few years, that's already enough. And also, we'll see if we see such a thing in our sources. The Divorce Act was amended in 1986 to reduce separation period to 1 year with no requirement to prove fault by either spouse. The fault grounds for divorce are also available, blah, blah, blah. Today, now in the States, in the USA, every state plus District of Columbia permits no-fault divorce. The requirements for obtaining a no-fault divorce vary. California was the first to say, okay. So anyway, we see that in modern world today, so in order to get a get, you don't have to give any good reason. One side wants to get divorced, so it'll be done. But in according to Jewish law, and because of that, in the state of Israel, it's not that simple. The sides have to give all kind of reasons why they want to get divorced. If they come together, so they could obviously get divorced. But if one side files for divorce and they don't give a good enough reason, so it won't be enough. We're not going to discuss today What are the reasons and which cases? But we are going to discuss today in which cases do you force divorce? Do you do a kfiya of a get? Now, we have to start with the beginning in source number one. Can you kofe a get? Can you force someone to give a get? We all know the famous that's not the beginning of the halacha. The beginning of the halacha is that's not simple at all. The Mishnah even says, good evening.
Good evening.
How do you feel?
Me'achus.
Me'achus. Happy to see you. So the Mishnah even says, get me'useh. Get me'useh. A get that was given coerced by force. Be'Yisrael kasher. If the Beis Din says to force the divorce, it's kosher. Uvagoyim pasul. If secular courts, non-Jewish courts decide that way, the get would be pasul. If the husband would be forced to give the get, not under the order of a Beis Din, the get will be pasul. And I think in Canada there's a very big problem because of that. Because I think that Canadian law says that once a couple gets divorced, they put all kinds of sanctions on the husband if there are any strings attached. I mean, if there's something which somehow stops the husband from getting married, meaning that they don't get the religious get, so there might be all kinds of sanctions on the one who's not willing to give the get. So it's a bit, if I'm not wrong, there is a problem here in Canada because you have non-Jews who are involved somehow forcing the get. But the Beis Din can use non-Jews and force the get by them. I mean, you don't have to use only Jewish mobsters. You could also use non-Jewish mobsters. If you want to use them to force the get, that's okay. But they have to do it under the order of Beis Din. But in general, it has to be under the order of Beis Din. So you see, get me'useh b'Yisrael kasher. Does that mean that every single get that the Beis Din says, okay, she wants to get divorced, now hit him off? No. It has to be under certain circumstances. The Rambam says, me'useh shenilkach b'kfiya v'hechach, he was forced to do so. Klomar shekafu tabal legaresh, im ayu beidin sheYisrael, hem hakofim harei ze get kasher. V'im shofet ha'goyin kafar to legaresh, harei get pasul. As I said, problem here in Canada. וכן אם כפאו בית דין שישראל על הגט, שלא כדין, הרי אותו הגט פסול. If the Beis Din are deciding to force the get, when there aren't the right reasons to force a get, so the get will be pasul. You can't force a get all the time, has to be only under certain circumstances, which we'll see soon. But it's not a simple thing. I mean, everyone comes in Israel, mainly the non-religious world, so they come to the Beis Din. Ba'im Rambam, makim oto shema rotzeh ani. I once heard the minister of religion, Matan Kahana. He said we should go back to the days that we'll just hang him in the middle of the room and start lashing him. It's not simple at all. You have to find the certain reasons, what, when, and why to do so, and we'll see. It's not simple at all. I brought in source number three. A very, very interesting Rabbeinu Bechaye I prepared this source for you today, and I came across this. I was really shocked. The first get me'usa that we see in history is with Avraham Avinu. In the case of Avraham Avinu and Avimelech, Rabbeinu Chananel, ki achshav kshebba begrar gersha, that when Avraham came with Sarah to grar, to the place of Avimelech, so he divorced her. He was concerned that if she'll tell everybody that she's my wife, so they will kill him in order to take Sarah. So he was forced to give a get. And this divorce was because of his fear. Hashem, when he came to Avimelech and told him, what are you doing? She's an Eshet Ish. Why is she an Eshet Ish? He divorced her only because he was frightened. He was forced to do so. He was coerced. Coerced. So you see, this is not a kosher get because what? It is different. You're right. I mean, yeah, you're right. You're right. This is not a pashut halacha. I think you're absolutely right. If someone is for some reason concerned and not giving get, that's not enough. I mean, it has to be someone forced, someone external coming to do so. You're absolutely right. Yeah, he was afraid of COVID, and he was afraid that I don't know what happened. So in that case, he didn't get. No, of course not. You're right. But still, it's very interesting.
Where does he get it from? Did he divorce him?
I don't know. That's his interpretation. I saw also the Ketzav Kabbalah saying that regarding Pharaoh, because actually he says it regarding Pharaoh and also regarding, I think, this case as well. Ketzav Kabbalah says that when Avraham says to Sarah, Imrina Achotiat, so the Rambam says that in previous times, before Matan Torah, so in order to divorce a woman, you don't have to write the get and then hand her the get. It was just enough to say, goodbye, I don't like you, I don't like your mother. Kol tov, that would be enough to be divorced. Sorry? Either way. Usually it comes together. Sorry? No. Where? Umot HaOlam. Ah, could be. Yeah. Could be. I don't remember exactly, but yeah, it could be. That's right enough. So he says that once he says, Imrina Achoti, at once he tells her, listen, you go on and say that I'm your brother and sister. So that means that we're no longer together. So maybe that was the source to learn. That was the Ketzav Kabbalah saying that was the source. So anyway, we see from here that a get has to be given the Ratzon with his own goodwill. And all the time, before you give the get, so we ask, are you forced to be here? Is there something forcing you? Is there someone forcing you? To make sure that he's not forced, he's doing it with his own will. Sorry? Very good question. So this is a sugya in Kuf and Dalid. I think it is okay in that case, if I'm not mistaken. If someone comes in and says, I'm giving it to you, so I think so. If I'm saying it, it'll be okay. That's terrible. That's what happens in many cases. That he says, that, listen, you'll pay me $1 million, so maybe I'll do it. And yeah, it's a very, very sad thing because many times it happens.
Well, you have a Jewish divorce to get a get. Do you ever have a Jewish wedding too? Because now was the whole thing. Now was the Kahan is making reforming the wedding thing, like civil law.
Not yet. He's now working on the gevurahs and the kashrus. Maybe afterwards they'll go onto the wedding. But if they get married civilly in civil marriage, so according to many poskim, they have to have a Jewish get as well. That's a separate issue. It's a very, very big topic. Civil marriage. Anyway, the famous Rambam in source 4, they have to kofe him until he says, Otsani. So the famous question that he asked, in the fourth line in source 4, ולמה לא בטל גד זה שהרי הנוסו בין ביד גויים, בין ביד ישראל, שאין הורים הנוס, אלא מי שנלחץ ונתחק לעשות דבר שאינו מחויב מן התורה. The question is, what is this joke? I'm beating you up until you say, Rotze Ani? If I'm hitting you, so of course eventually you'll say, Rotze Ani. This is not sincere, this is not real. Why is it still real? So Rambam says, very, very famous Rambam. Anus, למי שנלחץ ונדחק לעשות דבר שאינו מחויב בן התורה לעשותו. כאילו מי שהוקר עד שמחר או נתן, אבל מי שתקפו יצר הרע, לבטל מצווה או לעשות עבירה, והוא כעד שעשה דבר שחייב לעשותו, או עד שנתרחק לדבר שאסור לעשותו, אין זה אנוס, אלא הוא אנס עצמו בדעתו הברורה. Something very, very special. He says, honest means that I'm forcing you to do something that you don't want to do. But Torah and mitzvahs and the void of veros, you do want to be a proper Jew. You do want to be a shomer Torah mitzvahs. You want to keep the Torah. So now you're forced by yourself, by your own yetzer hara. Me beating you up is now actually showing you your true self, what you really are, and you really want to do Torah mitzvot. לפיכך זה שאינו רוצה לגרש, מאחר שהוא רוצה להיות בישראל, he want to be part of Israel, רוצה לעשות כל המצוות, do all the mitzvot, ויתרחק מן העבירות, ויצרו הוא שתקפו, וכיוון שהוא קעד שתשש יצרו, ואמר רוצה אני, כבר גרש לרצונו. Very, very famous Rambam showing you that a true Jew really wants to be good, but it's a If the basin, if there is a chiyuv, and we'll see when there is a chiyuv, so yes, there is a mitzvah to give the get under those circumstances. Not every single time. No, the mitzvah will be to give the get. After the basin paskin, it has to give the get. The mitzvah will be to give the get. Why I'm saying this? Because we'll see in the last source that I forgot to write the number, but that's very interesting. Okay. I brought an example of a get which is considered to be forced in the source 5. Im nishba ba latet get, tzich she'yatir lo kodem, every time that before we give the get, so we ask him beforehand, do you have any shvuas? We do it for him at Toras Nedarim to make sure that he's not forced by his shvua to give the get. If he has some kind of obligation, so he said that he has to cancel it. אבל אם קיבל עליו קנסות, אם לא יגרש, לא מקרה. אונס, מאחד אתה תגיטוב דבר אחר, ויוכל לתן קנסות ולא לגרש. So he said to himself, if I'm going to be a servant, if I'm not going to give you a get, if I'm going to be me'agin you, so I'll get this kind of fine, there's machlokas. The Ramah says, this is not considered to be onus, because you could choose either to give the get or to give the money. You choosing to give the get is actually not being forced, is you choosing not to give the money. אבל יש מחמירים אפילו בקאי גבנה. בסוף המחמיר also in this case. Why did I bring this Ramah? Because it's a very important Ramah, because it concerns prenups. So the entire issue about prenups, I'm not speaking about any specific prenup, but the Shaila and prenups in general, sorry? The halachic prenup. So I think it's called halachic prenups, that before getting married. Yeah. That's the civil prenup. The halachic prenup, the idea is that if one side wants to get divorced under, I don't know, what circumstances, so you have to give the get, how can you force him? So sometimes they say that you'll have to pay a fine of $500 a day or something like that. This is exactly this example, that he got him to find himself some kind of knas, some kind of fine, if he won't give the get. And we see that this is machlokas. וטוב לחושך התחילה לפטרו מן הקנס. So this is why the prenups is not such a posh thing. Again, I'm not speaking about any specific prenup. The prenups, what? It's machlokis in the Ramah, but once it's machlokis, usually people will be choshesh. You'll see that in the field of Ebn Ezer and Gittin. So once you have an opinion, you don't want to say she's an eshet ish, suffik eshet ish. According to this shita, she's an eshet ish. You want it to be glatt, usually. But anyway, but again, I'm not saying my opinion, I'm just raising the point why some people object to certain prenups because of this thing. I don't know how it works exactly in other prenups and how it goes. Okay, so let's see in the second page, examples when the Baal has to give a get. When there is the mitzvah to give a get, when we are kofiing the Baal to give a get. So it seems to be so simple. Yes, of course, the mitzvah in certain cases to give a get. Let's see. Well, let's make it fun. Let's say the husband committed adultery. Do you think there's a kfiyah at that case? Yes or no? Let's have a guessing game. No? Why? because that's if he hits his wife when she insults him. If he's a gambler. So, let's see. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch says in Source 6, Elu shekofim otam lotzi, v'niten ketubah. What are the cases, these extreme cases, that we allow to hit him in order for him to give, to force him to give a get? Mishnulad lo rach hapeh, rach hachotem. He has bad breath. He has bad smell from his nose. O shechazar liot mekabetz tzu'at klavim, or bursuki, his business deals with things with a bad smell, or he has this job to cut nechoshet, so apparently he has this kind of bad smell. These are the cases that you're a kofe. This is a mishnah and ksubis. This is the cases of kofe. If she knew about beforehand, she accepted it. If he has this terrible disease, that his skin is peeling off, and everything is terrible there, kofim, okay. Mishu ro'e zonot, person that goes to certain places. Ve'ishto kovelet alav, and she says, and stop going there. Im yesh edut b'davar sheraou oto im enafim o shehoda. Yes, that was wrong. I don't know. Yes, omrim shekofim oto lehotzi. Some say shekofim lehotzi. But listen, this is only a case of ro'e zonot, a person that goes regularly to this place. Says the Be'er Itev in Source 7, I'll give you a different case. Ruvin sheba l'eshet ish, v'chazar b'tshuva, v'ishto tovat get, v'niten la ketubah. Pasak ha'chacham Tzvi, ein kofim oto le'otzi. This is not a similar case like the Ro'e Zonot. This is something else entirely. De lo dome le Ro'e Zonot. De mozak lekach. Ve omed b'mirdo. Because this is something that he does on a regular basis. And the worst thing, ve Ro'e Zonot yabed hon. Ve sofo lo ye, ve do parnasa. Ma she'in ken kan, yeshav v'tshuva. No, you know what the big problem is if he goes to those places? He's losing his money. He's addicted. And he's throwing his money away all the time, and then they'll be poor, and he wouldn't be able to provide her. That's the reason. But if Baal Eshetish, he had something, he committed, already had an affair, this is not enough to be kofimoto. And how did Beis Din know? You know, they come once to Beis Din, she tells a story, she gives evidence, but he says, you're stuck. And this is one of the reasons that the Canadian divorce act from 1960, sorry, even before that, the grounds of divorce were adultery. According to Jewish law, not so fast. You can say the tshuva. Kind of shocking. Because the reason is that he might lose money. So you see in source 8, the Psak Din, from the Beis Din of Tel Aviv. So they brought another nafkamina. Because he's losing and spending money. If he's an addicted gambler and he's losing money, that's enough of a reason to force.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Everything that causes him losing money. So that's not enough. I mean, there is a question if he provides her. If he doesn't give mizonot, so there are certain cases that before there's nasra, im kofim lotzi, im kofim sheshalem, im kofim lavod. There are kind of kofias. But that's so fast. I mean, if he's a bad businessman, that's not so fast. So what do you see from here?
The issue is whether you take care of her.
You see that according to this, it's not so bad. But it's hard to believe. You can't live like that. It's hard to believe. But you see that in the meantime, they hold it. In the meantime, the main reason is because of the money problem. That's it.
If she does it.
Sorry?
If she does it,
that's a stress problem. If she does it, so she's usher on him. She's usher. And because of that, the Beis Din didn't want him to be with the non-kosher meat at home. So, so if she comes say it, well, it depends. That's a very, very large topic. But if she comes, he doesn't have to believe her. If he believes her, then she's us. And yes.
For her.
No, because there's a chashash shema natnai nabacher. So we don't believe her. We are considered maybe she's has all kind of altruism, exactly. So we see from here that adultery is not the worst thing. Again, not, and this is not the point of this year. Saying it's not the worst thing in the world. Terrible thing. Just the Beis Din in early times thought that this is not enough of a reason. It could be also, by the way, that also the wife at those times thought that way. I don't know what how she felt at that time. Maybe she was afraid that if she'd be alone, so she might not survive. I don't know what was the logic, but you see it at early times. This was not enough of a reason to force a get in those cases. Let's see a beating husband. Source 9. Ish hamake ishto. Avera hi beado ki makeh chavero. This is an avera. You're not allowed to hit. You're not allowed to hit. Pen yosif lako yisroi, as we all know. Vim regilu bekach yesh bead bedin leasro leachrimo leakotu b'kol mini ridui v'kfiyah. If he's consistent with doing this bad thing, we can punish him. They basically come and intervene and teach him a lesson, give him a taste of his own medicine. Velashbiyo shelo yaseod. ואם אינו צייד דברי בית הדין, יש אומרים, שקופים אותו להוציא, ובלבד שמטרים בו תחילה, פעם אחת או שתיים, once or twice, yeah, she goes to Beis Din, okay, strike one, go back, he goes, yeah, strike two, go back home, כי אינו מדרך בני ישראל להקות נשותיהם, ומעשה כותימו, this is not, this is past tense, A good Jew doesn't do this. A good Jewish husband doesn't do these terrible things to his wife. However, says the Ramah, kol zek shehu matchil. When do we do all these sanctions to the husband when he does these things? Only when he starts it. When he starts it. He comes home for no good reason and gives her a patch. Yes, he says, your father, your mother, what he did to me, what she did to me, and they didn't compliment my new dress, I don't know. And because of that, some say, yeah, this is a very good reason to teach her a lesson. And some say that even if she's a bad wife, she's a bad woman, you're not allowed to beat her. V'asvara rishona hikar, says the Ramah. And the first svara saying that you're allowed to is okay. So again, you come to Beis Din, according to Ramah. So she says, he hit me. He says, she did this to me. And I have a bit of proof, because the Ramah does continue to say that you have to have some kind of chazakah, because otherwise, why should we say that she's a bad wife? But, you see, not so fast. He regularly beats her. And she says, yes, yes, I did these terrible things. I said to him this, I said to him that. I annoyed him. Beis Din won't do anything. Really? It's hard to believe. But this is what we see here in the meantime.
So let me ask you, if his friend started cursing his mother and father, is he allowed to hit him? It doesn't say, oh, he deserves it because he checked it.
Yeah, I hear. Very good point. This is the Ramah. And he says, Svara Rishona Ikar. Good time.
The Beis Din recommend people to go to marriage counselors.
Definitely. Yes, all the time. Here, see, in Source 10, Aruch HaShulchan says, He's already saying the problem that we don't have the power, we don't have the tools to do the Torah properly. This is what he's saying. After the example of a husband who's beating his wife, Chas v'Shalom, trying to do Shalom Bayis. Hashem Erachim. If today in Israel, if someone suggests to do Shalom Bayis after the husband's beating, the paper will be full of it. ואם רואים שאין ביכולתם לעשות שלום בית, משתדלים בגט שגרשו את זה, זה מרצונם הטוב. We're not forcing anyone. We're trying to convince them that they should do it מרצונם הטוב, with their own goodwill. וכן אנו נוהגים. It brings another example why many times you have these things at home. Ish v'ishto shemitkotetim. Umevinim shehasiba b'zeh ish o isha shebebitam. O b'shchunatam kechamotah v'gisata. They live nearby, the mother-in-law, the sister-in-law, o soneshela, or some kind of enemy. V'kotze v'machiyu mutah betadin lotzem b'itam. So basically, you should tell them, listen, go move somebody else. V'en abay yachol amar lotzi ethen. Here, I'm not really sure what exactly is the din. They have to move, or they're sending away the people who live nearby them. I guess, let's say his mother is living at home, and now it seems that she's the reason for all of the mischief. So they tell him, let your mother go, somebody else. Put her in some kind of house. Okay.
Shelter,
I don't know. Again, another terrible example. So you see that according to Halacha, if he has bad breath, that's enough of a reason. But if he's beating? Yeah. There is no kibud orim in the case of Shalom Bayis. Because of that, the Ramah says, according to the Maharik, that if the husband, the son wants to marry some girl, and the parents disapprove, there is no kibudurim in that case, the Ramah says. There's a big machlokis when it causes bizayon to the parents. Maybe it's different. Anyway, another terrible example in Source 11. That again, we're not forcing so quickly. We brought examples from the Mishnah, bad breath, bad smell. But if he's committing adultery, he's beating her up, not enough. See in source 11, another terrible case. Isha mishtate midei yom yom. She's married to a crazy man. Avi machmat dochko, my father was a poor person. In siyari, and I got married to him. Usvura hayiti lekabel ve'yiv shahar. Ki hu metoraf, he's a crazy man. Ve'yirani peni argeni bekaso. And he has these tantrums, he could come one day and kill me. Ein kofim oto legeresh. We don't force him to give a get. She'ein kofim ela ve'otam she'amru chachamim. We don't force a get. Only in those cases, as Chachamim told us, again, the bulsiki, bad breath, bad smell, things like that.
Sounds like you're doing a pikuach nefesh.
What?
This is a pikuach nefesh.
See, Knesset HaGdolah in source 12. Afilu rodef acharei besakin lehakota.
What?
Ein kofim oto legaresh. Ve'afilu lomar lo shechayav leotzim. Now that we don't force him, you don't even tell him, listen, there's a mitzvah here, because the second level is mitzvah legeresh. So we don't tell him, no. He's not much of a resh amai. This seems, it's hard to believe.
Chaz v'shalom.
Again, I'm bringing all these examples saying that what were the tools that Halacha brought us to begin with? And thankful to the great Dayanim that the Israeli Basin had. And the most important, the two most important are Rav Avad Yosef and Tzitz Eliezer, Rav Lezel de Waldenberg, that they brought us the solution. And we'll see it soon. But I just brought in regard to source 12, so after source 12, there's source 13. Source 12, he's chasing her with a knife. What happens if... Well, no, we don't know. I mean, tafasta merubelo tafasta, so it's probably a small knife. But, so the shoot will say, to be honest, I don't know who he is. I just found him today. Ashkach na derech acheret lachuf tabal. Kipanchat ima beyekdach veimtina ad sheyishan veotzi hakadurim meyekdach. Threatened her that I'm going to shoot you. And he had a gun, and he had bullets inside. And then he fell asleep. So he was drunk, he fell asleep. Then she took away the bullets. Is that enough? I mean, it seems like our case. Chasing with a knife. It was a joke. That's hilarious. It seems that the husband is right. You can't force me because there is the Knesset HaGdolah in source 12. Hamishtatei yomam v'mer d'ishto kim torah v'ira pein argeni ve'afilu rodef acharei besekin lakota ein kofim oto legeresh. So it seems the same thing here. What's the difference between running with a knife and holding a gun with bullets? Aval nireh deshanin dam in da. This is different. The fact that he put bullets inside is actually showing that he's serious. Taking up a knife, that's easy. Everyone could do that. He wanted to damage her and himself. It was a miracle that, and then he didn't do so because he was shocked. What happened to you? That he really had intentions to take away his life. Wrong quote. Anyway, he says, "Nidon kaze shani nidon." I don't know the words here. Davadinish digazim velo avid mashenkin hachash zake sakin mitoch ado adata shegela ufa gela ledardes etat sacha yachasher mitalad lemorah v'pachad ikrav eslo ki gavu nidan. He says that this is different because it's not like chasing with a knife; it's like throwing the knife. And throwing the knife is actually showing business. Actually, you're serious to mamish harm her. So in that case, we will be kofi. It's not like chasing with a knife, it's like throwing the knife. The case of the bullets and the husband that said he wants to take away his life and her life. So we found a solution here. Sakin is a knife. So he says... Where? The zarak. Yeah, hasakin, that's a mistake. Yeah, hasakin. So... Just to summarize, we've seen which reasons we could kofer. So he saw only bad breath and bad smell and all kind of practices that he has that brings bad smell. But if he's and also Ru'ez or not, but if he does it only once in a while and not losing money, not too bad. If he's beating her up, if she started it, that's a good reason. And if he's chasing her and throwing knives at her, sorry, not throwing knives, running after with knives, not enough. So seriously, can we live in this kind of society in the not only the 21st century, the 20th, but also living in the 19th century? Can we live like this? Absolutely not.
Is that what the police do? Domestic violence.
Yeah, of course, they come and they have to intervene. So what is our solution? And all my sources are hardcore sources. I mean, it's Shulchan Aruch, it's Ramah. I didn't bring here all kind of these shitot that are nowhere. This is Shulchan Aruch and Ramah and the halachas of Tvias Get. So thankfully, we have a concept, a term, which is called Ma'iselai Be'amatla Mevuredet. Let's see how it approaches. Okay, let's see. The Rambam says, Ha'isha Shemana'a Ba'alam Et Hashmish, Shemana'a Ba'alam Et Hashmish Mita, Ken Nikret Moredet. A woman who's not willing to be with her husband in a proper way, she's considered to be Moredet. V'sho'alun Tamim Pnim Amarda, and we ask her, why is it that you are not willing to be with your husband? Even Rami is just disgusting. Ma'usalai. V'eni yochala oli be'elo medati, and I can't be with him, because he's just absolutely something which I can't come near.
It sounds like no fault.
Sorry?
That is no fault.
No fault
she's,
is...
She's not saying anything. She didn't say anything
no.
about him.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't stand him.
So, I don't know.
So
I don't know what no fault actually is. It could be that. I just had it. I want to chill off for a few years in India. That's also no fault.
Okay,
but
yeah.
I don't know. But here...
She's not saying anything about him.
No, she is.
She's saying
Ma'usalai. I can't stand him.
But there's nothing about him.
I can't stand him.
He's not.
Disgusts.
He
disgusts.
Disgusts.
Yeah, but.
She's not saying that.
She's not saying that the necessary smell. I just don't want to be with him. No is no. Kofim oto leotzi leshato, lefi sheina kishvash tibel lesenuila. The Rambam says, this is enough to be kofer. Something amazing. You don't see this in all of it. Of Hilchos Kfiyas Get, but in Hilchos Moredet, in Ebenezer Ein Zayin, the tool brings the Rambam. If she says, I just can't stand him, that's enough for Kfiyah of a Get. That's enough. Hashem Erachim.
But
the question...
Please save him, Freddy's going to kill me?
No.
I can't stand him.
To be honest, I really don't understand it until this very day. I don't understand it. I really don't understand. I mean, if it was, but again, the halacha we'll see is not like the Rambam. That's a big problem. The halacha is not like the Rambam. And you see in the tour brings the Rashbam Piresh, Pemeret Ma'iselai, Lo Kaifinan La'Shtei Moed B'Chodesh Ela Magir Shemiyad, V'Chekta B'Rambam Shkifim Oto Legeresh She'ina Shvuya, because she's not a prisoner. She Tibeel L'Senuila, that she has to be with someone that she hates. In this case, you don't force, you don't coerce a get. And the halacha will be in source. So see, it's a machlokas rishonim. In the case of Ma'usalai, I can't stand him, or he disgusts me. The Shulchan Aruch says in source 16, Ha'isha shemana'a ba'ala mitashmish, hi anikret muredet. ושואלים אותו מפנימה מרדה, אם אמרה מאיסתי הוא, ואיני יכולה להיבעל לו מדעתי, I can't be with him. So I think now it's the Ramah from mistaken. In the final line, אם רצה הבעל לגרשה, אין לה כתובה. So only if he wants to give a get, only then he can give a get, you can't force him. Halach is like the Rabbeinu Tam in the Rosh. This is, and she loses her ksuba. Well, that's not the worst thing in the world. I mean, but still, but again, halach is ma'usalai is not enough. Ma'usalai, he's disgusted. But we'll see that there's another level of ma'usalai. The other level of ma'usalai is in source 17. Yesh omrim de kol ze beina notenet amatla. She's not really giving a good, strong reason why she's disgusted by him. V'tam le'dvareah. Lama omeret ma'usalai. אבל בנותן את המטה הדבריה, כגון שאומרת שאינו הולך בדרך ישרה. He's not going to mean an every warning. He's not serious. He's not going to shear every night. הוא מחלה ממונו, and he's spending money. It's very interesting why מחלה ממונו, because if he's losing money, maybe he's like, well, he's not. I don't know. אז דיינים אלה כדינה שתקנו הגאונים, all kind of sanctions.
I mean, the Rezonot is a proof that it's not like that, because
Rezonot is enough, but Rezonot we said at the time, that's an us, you mean it's also losing money, and also something which actually shows betrayal in the relationship?
I think so. I mean, if it was just the money, if
right then... interesting what you're saying. So Mechalevonot is enough.
No, gambling
was the contemporary basing a few years ago. Yeah, these I know them, at least part of them, but he's spending our money for no good reason. But again, see, so there are all kind of things that he loses, all kind of rights in the property. But still, no kfiya for a get. No kfiya for a get. So we're still in the problem here. Still, there's no grounds to force him to give a get. And even if she's disgusted and she has a very good reason, still it's not enough. But here comes the achronim. I mean, the Dayanim for the past few years. They found a Ramah. In order to become a Dayan in Eretz Yisrael, so you have to learn Evin Ezin Choshe Mishpat. But there is a Ramah in Yored De'ah. And also in the Rabbanah's test, that they learn a lot of Orach Chaim and Yored De'ah, they don't learn these halachas, because these are halachas of Shavuot, of Nedarim. And there's the certain case that if someone... Sorry. The only case that he would, if he managed to fool her to get married, he fooled her. So he said that I'm this very rich person. This is my bank account, and I don't know what. And it turns out he's a complete fraud. So in that case, you could do kfiya. That's you're right. I skipped it. But anyways, in Yored De'ah, in the laws of Nedorim and Shvuot, so the Shulchan Aruch says, Nadar al Da'at Chavero, someone has a neder that concerns his other friend, that is going to give him something or take away from him something, so he has to have his friend's permission as well to cancel the neder. Okay? Ish ve'isha, see in the second paragraph in Source 18, Shekiblu cherem, on ishishbu zeh lazeh lisa zeh zeh, em atirim lechad, b'lo da'at chavero. So if someone is saying a Shvuot, I'm going to give my wife every single year a new diamond bracelet, so it concerns her as well. You have to have the Hatar Sidorim with the wife as well. If the woman says, I hate my husband, he's disgusting. And she gave a very good reason, a namatla. So we can cancel the nether without his permission. That feeling for nesa'a, because even if they are married, ha'omeret ma'isalai chayav lehotzi. With no other yeshomrim, with no nothing. A woman who says ma'isalai, chayav lehotzi. So what's happening here? You know that suddenly they have this Ramah saying that chayav lehotzi, and in Evin Ezer, even Amat Nevoreret, only kinshave v'ramut v'tachbulot, only if he fooled her to get married. But suddenly here in Yored De'ah, Ma'isa Echav Lotzi. What happened here? There's a clear stira in the Ramah. One Ramah in Yored De'ah. Nothing to do at all with Hilchos Gittin. Says Chav Lotzi, but in Evin Ezer, at the spot, it's okay. So the Taz says, Hainu Data Rambam. When the Ramah says here that if she says Ma'isa Echav Lotzi, he's undisgusted by him. This is the Rambam. But as we all just learned, this is not Allah Lemaise. The Rambam is machlokis between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam and the Rosh and the Shachadoch and everyone paskin like Rabbeinu Tam and the Rosh, not like the Rambam. Right. So for some reason, he's bringing here the Rambam.
Well, he's trying to prove a different point, really. So he's bringing the Rambam to prove the Rambam. You can say the Rambam.
So he's saying that she's not really connected to him. Because of that, I'm not really sure.
Shvua, we're about here because even if they were married, there is an opinion.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he doesn't say that, but...
But if they're still married, it's still concerning him. I don't know. I've never learned the halachas of Shvuas. But, I don't know. But once this Ramah was found, So the Achronim are now jumping on it. Kimotzei Shor al Rav. And they want to use it. What? Yeah, it's different circumstances. When exactly you can do all these things. Yeah, I don't want to get into it. But anyway, Tzitzel Yezer says, so of course we all know that the Rama says that unless there is a very good one. Okay. Aval uvdahu in source 20, Tzitzel Yezer. Sha'arama ba'atzmo izgir bekan le'shita hazot bistama kilu yeh lecha psuka. V'zot hochacha chotechet. Says the Tzitz Eliezer, I have to use this Rama, and the fact that he brought him here without any other opinion, not Yeshomrim, Stama, this is the halacha. So it's not a Shita Tchuya, the Ravam is something that you should take in consideration in the Beis Din. The Gamashach, Eino Mesig She'en Halacha, he doesn't say anything that the halacha is not like that, only the Taz says, the Shal doesn't say so. Rav Mosif, the Kotel, if you want the Paligat, Amhanu B'Shan Yisua, Hashikin Hacha, וזה אתם יכולים לצדד שגם השח אינו סובר שיטה הזאת שהוזכר ברמה כנית חתם ההלכה. So we see from here, he says, that it's a valid opinion. We have to use the Rama and take him in consideration. That's what the Tzitz Eliezer wants to learn from this Rama. That Ma'us is like that. I'm not going to avoid it. If she said that she discussed it for a very good reason, we have to take this in consideration. Avad Yosef, I think his answer is the clearest answer. Again, there's a stira. Once the Rama says, "Ein kofim," nothing, here you say, "Chayav lotzi." So, notice the difference in the words. Here it's written, "Chayav lotzi," and there it's written, "Ein kofim." You don't force. So, there's a very big difference. Says the Rav Avadia Yosef, "Ubeimet afilu dat haposkim," source 21. דסביר עלי שאין כופים אותו להוציא ואתה מעייס אליי? יש אומרים שמצווה מותרת על הבעל לגרשה. Oh, this is very, very big. Those who say that if she says מעוס אליי, אין כופים, you don't force. But there still is a mitzvah on the husband to give the get. And if there's a mitzvah, וכתב רבנו יונה, דאף אגב לאין כופים אותו גט ולא את מעייס אליי? היינו כפייה ושוטים. So okay, we won't beat him up. And hit him until he gives a get. אבל בידים מודיעים לו שמצווה עליו לגרשה. To inform him there's a mitzvah to give a get. ונותנים לו יצא שיגרשנה. ואם לא יגרשנה, הווה בכלל מה דאמרינה? היימן דעבר הדרבן שר לי מקרי עבר ינה. Now we can use a new set of tools that we're going to learn more about them next week, which are called הרחקות הבינותם. They allow you to do all kinds of things that we banish him from society, all kind of sanctions. It could be shaming. It could be taking away his driver's license. It could be taking away his lawyer, his lawyer license. I would say his shon avodah, his working permit, working license. That's what they do all the time in Israel. They, if they see that under circumstances there is an amatla and then there's a ma'usala, and she said that she's disgusted. They use this thing to say, you have to give a get. And not only you have to give a get, we can also now force you. In Israel, no matter what, even if he is a bulsiki, I don't know if that even exists today, but I guess it does. Even if it works in a job that smells, sorry. It's a good job. So, once I was stuck at home and I needed a plumber and he came and he opened everything. I said to myself, this person is like a heart surgeon. He really is. I was about stuck without him. I mean, I had his special tools. What he did. Anyway, so you never use physical force in Israel and anywhere, because if you will, so you might end up in prison.
So
all the examples of koifin was beating up with shotim, with sticks. But look at your license. What? So it's very major. It's very major. And in certain cases, also even put in prison.
Less okay, that's more effective. So,
very good. But all this. But all this is things to Rav Avadia Yosef. Saying this pshat, which makes a lot of sense. And he says the Rabbeinu Yonah is halacha lemaisa, according to the Ramah, that you're right. Ein kofim. You can't beat him up. You can't hit him with sticks. But you can. You can hurt him in very interesting other ways. So, and this is something that you use a lot today. They use a lot today. Now, some say they use it too much today. So, of course, If he's beating, if he's a gambler, you don't even need that. But if he's chasing girls with a knife, if he's cheating on her, if he's doing all these terrible things, this, of course, is definitely in a matam of oeret. To say I can't be with him after what he's done, this is a matam of oeret. It's enough to apply sanctions on this person. Definitely. So all these terrible things that we said, halach lemaisa lemaisa, at least in Israeli Beis Din, we use these things in order to force the husband to give a get under these cases. The only concern is that sometimes people just take it very, very easily. I mean, she just says, I don't like him. Why? I don't know. He's too stingy. Stingy is concern, right? He's not. So, okay. So some will say, okay, I'm out of the environment. Very good. No. Off with his head. Take away his business. Some say, wait, easy, big fella. Yeah, slowly. If this is really a big issue, this is not a big issue. Okay, let's see. But yeah. But there are some that who are concerned that maybe they're taking it too far. I'll just give you a few more sources in sources 22, 23, and 24, and 25, which I didn't write 25, unfortunately. That Rav Avadya Yosef, he has a very, very long, interesting tshuva. We call it the Tshuva Ima Teimanit. Why he called it the Tshuva Ima Teimanit? Because he's discussing some poor girl who got married, who's forced to get married in Yemen with a person who is way, way older than her, that he had children in her age, and she was her either second or third wife, and he was a terrible husband, and then they made Aliyah, and she wanted to get divorced, and he said, listen, this can't carry on, this crazy thing, and here he writes this entire idea. And he adds another reason why we can now kofe. So I'll just say Baal Peh, in source 22, there was a machlokas. There was a takan of the Geonim many, many years ago, like 1,000 years ago, that they noticed that once the wife didn't want to stay with the husband, so she didn't care. She didn't care anymore. She said, okay, listen, I don't want to be with you. Give me a get. You don't give me a get. Bye. Shalom. And she goes. And she goes wherever she goes. She did other things. And the Geonim said at that time, We can't carry on with this thing. This is terrible. So if she says that she doesn't want to be with him, we're forcing him. Because once we see that they're going to do many avirot, and there will be mamzerim in Israel, so we're forcing him. There was a takana of the geonim. Allah said the Beis Yosef says in source 22, we don't do it anymore. We don't do it anymore. But Rabbi Yosef says that, listen, I have to use this shita as well. Again, this is a sniff. He's not saying Allah Chamaisi from this thing alone, but he's adding it as an additional reason, saying that in our generation, when people are way, way less pious than the previous generation, see in source 23, Kva batla, today, as they have today, he says that if I was a goyim, I would do this to Kanye again. I'm not a goyim, but I'm taking this opinion in consideration. This is a shita in the Rishonim, that if we know that if they're going to stay together, she's going to be someplace else and bring Mamzer into the world, so we have to stop it. And he says, this generation is very terrible. In that certain case, so the young wife, so she already was with someone else, he says, got to add that and also take that in consideration. In source 24, he brings another thing that, again, it's not enough to use it halacha lemaisa, but it's an extra sniff, lekula, in order to force the get, and he brings Reb Chaim Falaji, I don't remember where he's from, someplace from North Africa, 150, 200 years ago, something like that, and he says that although poskim say that ein kufim notzi, mekom kum lekula ama, ein kufim yishar adurimo, but if she says, I can't be with him, okay, we don't force him to give a get, but we don't force her to live with him, and if she lives someplace else, ולכן כל שעברה שנה או שנתיים לכל היותר מיום שנפרדו מזה מזה, נרד לקופים אותו לגרש. If they live separately already a year or 2 years, and later on he says 18 months, so then he says, and in this case, this is already back to the Canadian law, that they're already 1 year separated, 2 years separated, this is enough to force a get. So again, it says this is not enough to only use this, but we'll use all of these things together, this big salad of snifim, in order to force, in the case of, again, Amatla Mefuleret, she's discussing it, she has a very good reason. The last thing, which is the Askil Avdi, Rav Avadia Adaya, he was dying in the Beis Nagadol in Israel, and he says that maybe we should force with a different reason. We can't be kofir, can't force on the get, because you have only certain cases you could force the get, but you could force to do the mitzvah of listening to the rabbis, listening to the Beis Din. So if we see in a certain case that he has to give a get, and he's not willing to do so, we could actually beat him up. Why? Because he has to listen to the rabbis. This is a different mitzvah. This is kfiya on the mitzvah of lo tasu b'kol shavuha, to listen to rabbis. So again, he adds all these things together in order to force the husband to give a get in these days. Baruch Hashem, lo alman Israel, and all these terrible cases that we just saw, we have the tools and the power to separate this couple, one from another.